Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Do you feel less safe these days on the subway? Well, you're not imagining things. While the NYPD says felonies are down, crimes like misdemeanor assault, groping, and harassment are up.
Not a lot of surprise about the numbers. Trap hangers have been hearing about these incidents, even if they were not victims themselves. Jordan takes the subway into Manhattan from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Well, there's a lot of people going around, and they just stand out. They stand in the subway where they're doing a dance or nothing. I just don't feel safe.
An angel from the East Village, he tries to be a savvy subway rider.
And you just got to look around. Move to the next car, you feel a little some type of way.
As for the union perspective, the president of the Transit Workers Local says crime complaints from his members are up 40%. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
Outgoing Police Commissioner James O'Neill penned an op-ed for the Daily News today. He discusses the investigative importance of DNA and photo recognition technology. A bill before the state legislature would abolish the city's DNA database and any other DNA databases in the state. Critics say the database violates the law and established standards of forensic research. O'Neill points out that the DNA database is maintained by the chief medical examiner, not the police, and he says he knows of no person who's ever been falsely convicted, indicted, or arrested because of evidence from the DNA database. New York State Attorney General Letitia James today made an announcement regarding vaping in New York. She says the state is suing Juul Labs for misleading and deceptive marketing practices toward minors.
Juul basically took a page from Big Tobacco's playbook by marketing its products in a manner that was appealing to underage youth. It misled consumers about the nicotine content of Juul's products. It misrepresented the safety and the therapeutic value of its products by saying they were safer than cigarettes.
Previously, New York moved to ban the sale of flavored e-cigs. The vaping industry has sued to block that. Meantime, New York scientists have discovered a link between an oil found in some marijuana vaping products and recent deaths nationwide.
The Wadsworth Center in Albany, New York, making a stunning public health discovery. Scientists showing us they're safe, containing samples from more than 50 patients. Here, they isolate the liquid, spin it, put it into a vial, then load it into a specialized machine to extract the oils. It represents a potentially dangerous additive in some marijuana vaping products, vitamin E acetate.
And we should tell you, when it came to legal medical marijuana, the lab did not find any vitamin E acetate. They found it overwhelmingly in black market products that they tested.
That's correspondent Gio Benitez reporting. The NYPD is investigating gunfire that struck a school bus with children on board near Pennsylvania and Dumont Avenues in Brooklyn. It happened around 9 this morning. None of the kids was hurt. Sources tell NBC4 the shots were fired in a dispute between two men, and one man was wounded and taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. There has been no arrest so far. Reports say two federal jail workers who were on duty the night Jeffrey Epstein killed himself at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan are expected to be charged today.
The two jail workers were supposed to check on Epstein every 30 minutes, but reportedly, federal prosecutors believe the staffers who were on overtime fell asleep and then falsified prison records to indicate that they had done the bed checks. It was during that time that Epstein hanged himself in the Metropolitan Correctional Center. That was in August, as the disgraced financier was facing charges of sex trafficking involving underage girls. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, outside Manhattan Federal Court.
If you walk the beaches in New York or New Jersey, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration would like you to keep an eye out for sea turtles. NOAA says the recent cold snap has resulted in cold-stunned sea turtles washing up on shore. It says the problem is particularly acute in Sandy Hook and Long Beach Island. If you find such turtles, call NOAA. And if you can, move the turtles above the high tide line, cover them lightly with seaweed, and wait for trained responders to arrive.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.